So, how's everyone doing? In preparing for today, I wanted to share with all of you my decision to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. On reflection, though, I couldn't tell you exactly when this decision was made. I did not have a specific moment of clarity, but instead it has been much more of a journey. And the more recent defining part of the journey had a kickstart nearly 4 years ago in a bit of a moment of uncertainty. Soon after I came to Bristol, I had my first dinner with the Ogborns, thanks to the local link scheme at BISC, which is the Bristol International Student Center. And as we were getting to know each other during dinner, Holly, then 14 years old, very confidently asked me, "Are you a Christian?" My mind went momentarily blank and then exploded with indecision. Even though I was brought up going to church and learning about Jesus and other stories in the Bible, I realized in that moment that I did not truly understand what it meant to be a Christian. My heart did not match what was in my head. I did not have an honest answer to give. It wasn't no, it wasn't yes. I did not have an answer. And in the 1 or 2 seconds that this was going on in my head, I realized that I still needed to respond. So I stammered out a very, very unconvincing half yes, and then conversation moved on to other subjects. Following this, I told myself I need to figure out my answer to this question, and I knew I didn't want to rush into it, but rather take time to really understand what was in my heart. And I let that mull over for some time and then started exploring, asking questions, listening to others, gradually going deeper and deeper. And as I said, there wasn't one thing in particular, but rather a combination of many things, including Alpha courses at both Alma and BISC, home groups, including Sally's, the Greens, and the Jeffries, casual conversations over many a coffee or meal, helping out with Christmas and Easter trails at Redland, 24/7 prayer sessions, and personal reflection that have led me to this decision. Quite significant, though, has been helping with the children's group, where the simplest questions are often the most difficult, but also the most enlightening. And sometime during all of that, with all of you, my heart started to match what was in my head, and I undoubtedly knew my answer was yes. Jesus died for me and then conquered death so that I could be saved. And I look back, and I can see that God has always been there for me, waiting patiently for me to be ready. So Holly, to answer your question, yes, I am a Christian. And to everyone here today, I look forward to continuing this journey, and I look forward to sharing it with you.
Now, as Bonnie and Liz and Laura go down into the water, I think this is the time where anybody that would like a better view, particularly if you're small, you're welcome to come up to the front, hopefully with your parents or a responsible adult. And if anybody wants to come closer, if they're wanting to take a photo or anything like that, then that's fine. And Bonnie, would you like to make your way down into the water?
So, Bonnie, when I was praying for you this morning, I felt led to this verse. It's Isaiah 43, verse 1, and I've changed the words, "O Israel and O Jacob," to Bonnie. It says, "But now, Bonnie, listen to the Lord who created you. Bonnie, the one who formed you says, 'Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.'" Bonnie, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world?
With the Lord's help, I will.
Having heard of your repentance and your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.